This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
It's NFL kickoff eve in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We have the Eagles and the Cowboys to get us all started tomorrow night. And, of course, Sunday night, the game we're all looking forward to is the Bills host the Ravens in a rematch of last year's AFC divisional round matchup. Always good to catch up with our buddy Kevin Ostreicher. He is the host of the Locked On Ravens podcast, joining us now for a few good minutes in the sports bar to learn more about the offseason for the Baltimore Ravens, Kevin. And going into this game, I think for both teams, injuries are a concern, and maybe there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on here as well.
Yeah, there definitely is. John Harbaugh is someone that once the season picks up, at least here in Baltimore, you're not going to hear a lot out of him in terms of timelines or are guys playing or not. The Ravens want to get every little advantage they can. For the Ravens, a couple of big injuries. Now, the one that seems most concerning at this point for the Ravens is Patrick Ricard, who didn't practice on Wednesday. The expectation in Baltimore is that Isaiah Likely will not play in this game. That's obviously what Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported earlier in the day today. But for the Ravens, they did get a piece of good news as J.R. Alexander, one of their signings of the offseason, is expected to play a big role for them. He was back at practice. He didn't practice in nearly a month with a knee injury. So that ramp-up period, of course, he's not guaranteed to play because he hasn't practiced in so long. But, of course, a good sign that he was back at practice there. Other than that, though, the Ravens are pretty healthy, all things considered. So at the very maximum, Baltimore might be without three key contributors, but might be looking more like one or two at this point.
How variable are the Ravens offensively? Like, how much do they mix it up? Because we think of them as the two tight end set, and if you don't have an Isaiah Likely, or maybe you don't have a Patrick Ricard out there, can they go three wide? Might we see Baltimore actually air it out, considering we don't know who's going to be a corner two here for Buffalo? Your thoughts on putting the ball not necessarily in Derrick Henry's hands, but actually in Lamar's hands in this game?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. I mean, if Isaiah Likely is unable to go, and again, that seems to be the expectation, I'd expect Baltimore to still run Charlie Kohler out there, who's their third string tight end. But, you know, in terms of pure heavy personnel, we might not see that as often from them. The Ravens signed DeAndre Hopkins this offseason, who by no means is prime Houston Texans DeAndre Hopkins, but I still think he's an upgrade over what Baltimore was getting from Nelson Agholor over the last two seasons at that wide receiver three spot. So with Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and DeAndre Hopkins, I think you feel confident in that. Now, I don't expect the Ravens to go out there and throw the ball 50 times a game, but I do think that with what the Ravens have to offer, you can still establish the run with Derrick Henry a little bit. If Ricard is out, I do think that it provides a little bit more of what do you do there? But even still, I think Baltimore is going to try to be even more balanced than they were last season, which was a big emphasis in 2024.
Hey, Kevin, anything on Lamar Jackson and his foot that we heard of a couple of weeks ago at the end of training camp? Healthy, good to go, no limitations?
Yeah, he's all good. It was kind of a scare, I guess, in Baltimore. I mean, when your star quarterback goes down in practice like that, kind of walks to the locker room, it's always cause for concern. But he's been out there, he's been practicing, and yeah, all things look like it's all go ahead for Lamar Jackson at this point.
What's been the chatter down in Baltimore with Ravens Nation in regards to this matchup? Because I look back at the divisional game, and well, Baltimore doesn't turn it over three times, and you catch a 2-point conversion. Who knows what ends up happening? Does this game, in a way, mean more to Baltimore than it does Buffalo?
I think probably in a way, but it's definitely important to both teams. I know that they both want to start fast, and every game is important. Baltimore went through an 0-2 start last season where it's kind of similar circumstances. They went back to Kansas City, or I guess Kansas City came to Baltimore in the championship game, but they played against the team that ended up knocking them out of the postseason last year. So this is the second year in a row that they will have that happen. I think to me, though, the big important thing is that for the Ravens, and this has kind of been what the messaging has been for Baltimore, is that, look, it's a new season. You know, even Mark Andrews talked about it, Lamar Jackson talked about it, where it was tough how it ended for the Ravens last season. You mentioned the turnovers, the missed opportunities, but, you know, Buffalo put themselves in position to take advantage of those opportunities, and that's why they ended up winning the game. And, you know, for Baltimore, I think the big thing is they just can't beat themselves. You know, they can't put themselves in that position. I don't expect this regular season game to go the way that the last regular season game went. I just think it's, again, two different seasons. And to me, I think these are two really talented football teams, obviously two of the best teams in the AFC. But I think that the team, the fan base, everybody is just kind of putting it as far out of sight and out of mind as he can at this point and saying, hey, you know what, start the season off strong. Lamar doesn't want to talk about Super Bowl expectations right now. He wants to take it a game at a time, which I think is the absolute correct decision. So certainly means a lot for Baltimore. And I think with the loss, there's that quote-unquote revenge factor. But I personally don't really see it that way. I mean, every game is different. Every season is different. And that's definitely my mindset. It seems like it's the team's too.
Kevin Ostreicher hosts the Locked On Ravens podcast as we preview Bills Ravens coming up here Sunday night on The Fan Rochester. There's a rookie on the Ravens defense that has my eye. In fact, today, Kevin, is our bold prediction show. We make our bold predictions for the 2025 NFL season, and we're predicting who's going to win certain awards. My prediction for defensive rookie of the year resides in Baltimore. It's Malachi Starks. I want you to tell me a little bit about the summer he's had since being drafted.
Yeah, I like that. I like that bold prediction. Malachi's looked really good. I think that for me, what Malachi brings to the table, and we've seen it in training camp, we've heard about it in training camp, is the fact that he's so versatile when it comes to what he can do on the field. He went to Georgia, he's NFL ready, he is around the ball, he has ball skills, and we saw that in practice. You know, he goes up, he hits guys, he makes an impact, he can play in the slot, he can put him in single high. And the Ravens like to play that positionless defense where a lot of guys do a lot of different things. And, you know, with where the Ravens are right now and the Bills are in the same situation, you know, with their rookie classes, it's kind of a balance of getting guys who are NFL ready to contribute to Super Bowl teams but also have high ceilings. And I think when you use the term like high ceiling, I think a lot of people think about, oh, well, that means they're probably a raw prospect. And, you know, right now they're not at that ceiling, but, oh, maybe in a couple of years they can be. I think that Malachi and even their second round draft pick, Mike Green, they both already have very high floors, but their ceilings are also through the roof. And I think that's what contending teams have to factor in when drafting, and especially when you have talented quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen on both sides. So Malachi has been great for them. He'll be, I think, a breath of fresh air in that secondary that really struggled in the first half of the year last season. Got it together in the second half, but that was essentially a last-ditch effort by the Ravens to put a patchwork unit out there, and it worked. So now you have upgrades with Malachi, Jair Alexander, Jadobia Awuzie. It's looking a lot better, and I think Malachi has the potential to be a staple on that defense for many years to come here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Oestreicher is the host of the Locked On Ravens podcast here, our guest on the Fan Rochester. Kevin, admittedly, last time we had you on the spring, asked the same question, but I understand not maybe, you know, people may have forgotten or maybe not have heard it, but we're just wondering, what do we have in Tre'Davious White? We remember him as an all-pro player here in Buffalo, with a couple big injuries, was never the same, and then really didn't work out with the Rams. And right now, he's a big-time question mark. I can't even speculate whether he's going to be out there or not coming up on Sunday night. But what were your observations of Tre'Davious White in his brief time there in Baltimore last season?
Yeah, you know, he filled in well in spots. He didn't play a ton of snaps, admittedly, with the Ravens. But I think when you asked him to go out there and perform, he did. I mean, during his stint in Los Angeles before he was traded to Baltimore, I mean, he was a healthy scratch, clearly wasn't a fit for their scheme, and it was going to get cut by the Rams. And Baltimore said, hey, we'll throw you a seventh, a conditional seventh, and we'll swap picks with you just to get him on the team and have that priority. So clearly they felt like he could provide something. And then he went out there, and I think his Ravens debut against George Pickens in that Pittsburgh Steelers offense, that a couple of huge pass breakups on George Pickens, which is not easy to do, by the way. George Pickens is a really good receiver. So he wasn't asked to play a ton for the Ravens. He was more of a spot player instead of a guy that was, you know, an everyday player for that defense. But, you know, I think that for what the Bills have, bringing him back, obviously we know how much he means to that city and to that franchise. Of course, you mentioned that it's not apparent whether he'll play or not in this game. But in terms of a guy that can fill in, not expected to be like this huge contributor, but can be an underrated guy for a team, I think Trey White fits that bill pretty well.
Kevin Oestreicher hosts the Locked On Ravens podcast, and he's joining us now in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. These are first world problems that we talk about here in the sports, but when we talk about the Bills, and I'm sure you do a lot of this talking about the Ravens as well, I mean, I think have an expectation. The expectation this year is the Bills should have the one seed. We want the one seed. We expect them to get the one seed, and we want them to have home field throughout the course of the AFC playoffs. The Ravens have every right to stake that claim as well. They have every right to believe that their quarterback can win the MVP this season, just like the Bills have every right to believe Josh Allen can repeat as MVP. My question is, what would be considered a disappointment for the Ravens, when you look at the rest of their division and you see a team like Pittsburgh and you see a team like Cincinnati, is 10 wins, 11 wins, and a division title a disappointment? Is it one seed or bust for the Ravens going into the season?
For Baltimore, I think the disappointment expectations more so come in the postseason. I mean, as long as they get there, they're going to have a chance, and it's going to depend on a lot of things like health and whatnot. I mean, I'd personally be surprised if they won 10 games. I think in terms of record, that would be a pretty big disappointment and kind of like, okay, what went wrong here? I have them anywhere from 12 to 14 wins if they stay relatively healthy, you know, 12 being like, oh, okay, it's still all right. And then 14 being, okay, things went really well here. You know, the Ravens aren't going to go undefeated this year. If they do, I'll have to come back on here and apologize for not being correct. But I do think that for the Ravens, it all comes down to the postseason. They're a great regular season team. They've shown that over and over again. But, of course, no one really cares about your regular seasons if you can't get it done in the postseason, and especially with a quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who will be 29 at the end of this season. You know, every year you don't win a Super Bowl, you're wasting a year of that prime. And so I think if they make it to the AFC Championship game again, that'd be considered okay. But I think even some fans will consider that a disappointment. I think a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl win, especially with the roster they have now, this roster is going to look different next season. They're not going to be able to keep both Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Adafe always a free agent. Travis Jones. There's a laundry list of guys. And Eric DaCosta has admitted, the Ravens GM, that they are not going to be able to keep everybody. So with a roster that you have, Jaire Alexander's on a $4 million deal, they'll still have opportunities to win Super Bowls in the future. As long as you have Lamar, you have a shot. That's what Kyle Hamilton said, and he's correct. But if they don't get it done this season, if it's like a wild card exit, a division around exit, I think you have to look and make a change somewhere. Is that John Harbaugh? I don't know. But, you know, at this point with Lamar, it is Super Bowl or bust every year.
Kevin Oestreicher, one of our favorites here, been with us right since you took over on Locked On Ravens. So,
right,
Kevin,
yep.
I want to say we were your first radio show. We're always going to carry that title. Kevin, tell everybody what they can check out on the pod this week.
Yeah, we're going to be covering Ravens Bills pretty heavy on the show. Obviously, we're a five-day-a-week Ravens podcast, so if you want that Ravens perspective on the matchup, be sure to tune in. We're available anywhere you get your podcast in audio form. We're available on YouTube as well in video form. We're also going to start doing watch-alongs this season, so I'll be reacting to every play of that Week 1 Ravens and Bills game live. So, again, if you want a Ravens perspective, a Ravens reaction to that, whether it's a good play, a bad play, or whatnot, you can check us out at Locked On Ravens wherever you get your podcast.
Just out of general curiosity, are there Locked On crossover episodes? You and Joe Marino going to do an episode together leading up to Sunday night?
That's where I'm going right after this. Joe and I are recording right now. So Joe's awesome. He's great. And we always have great back and forth. So
love
if you
it.
Want to check that out, that'll be out tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Enjoy your time with Joe. Enjoy this week. And we'll talk to you again soon, probably later this season, I would imagine.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yep, 100%, guys. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Thanks.
Kevin Oestreicher, host of the Locked On Ravens podcast. You can check out the Locked On series of podcasts in the Odyssey app.
It seems like maybe I'm being a little too nervous and jerky about
you
the Bills.
You are nervous and jerky.
A little bit.
You are nervous and jerky about this team going. And I think, you know what I think it was, Gino? I think it was the Trey White injury that set you off the rails. I think it's the uncertainty at corner two that has you a little bit panicked about this Sunday.
Well, but then you hear the injuries on the other side. I mean, who's got the bigger injury concerns? It's clearly Baltimore. Like, Isaiah Likely, like, they say he's tight end too. He's a better tight end at this point. Would you agree with that?
Well, he certainly had a nice season going last year.
Yeah, I mean, physically matching up for if you can't really run the two tight end. But now to hear Pat Ricard's in question here. If you want to call this breaking news, we do have the Bills injury.
Ow! It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Okay, so one thing that we kind of...
I'm sorry. I just every time I hear John Sterling getting plunked and we use that as our break, we are ridiculous.
Imagine somebody tuning in for the
first
time.
We are ridiculous.
Like,
if you don't know
doing?
What that is, whenever news breaks, we have a sounder of John Sterling getting plunked in the head with a foul ball as our breaking news sounder. Not the doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. No, we have Sterling going, ow, oh, ow.
Bill Ryder has like World News Tonight,
yeah.
Like some sort of sounder. Everybody
we
else.
Are ridiculous. I love it.
Until as long as, even though John is no longer the voice of the Yankees.
He's with us.
As long as he's with us, yep. That's our breaking news sounder. Something I kind of forgot about. Dwayne Carter's done for the year, right?
Yeah.
They haven't filled his roster spot.
Oh, right.
So he's officially listed as a did not practice. So until they fill the roster spot, all right, there's going to be a corresponding move at some point. You would figure this week, Tre'Davious White, we did know is a did not practice practicing fully. Khalil Shakir.
Okay. Oh, it was a full practice.
It's a full practice for Khalil, which I thought McDermott said limited.
Limited. Yep.
Yeah. So that's sometimes that's McDermott. He'll, you know, lead you the wrong way. Limited. We already knew Tyler Bass with the groin, Christian Benford with the groin limited. Keon Coleman with a groin limited.
Okay.
I know about that.
Okay. There's your injury report, your first injury report of the 2025 NFL season from
Brought
the Buffalo Bills.
Brought to you by Call Me Off the Air, and you can fill in right here.
There you go.
Your business here. So
there you go. That's
update.
Gene Battaglia, everybody.
Always be closing.
Bold prediction special, also sponsorable in the sports bar. Our bold prediction special, we do it every year. We welcome your interaction at the Fan Rochester on X. You can call us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. If you want to share a bold prediction for the upcoming season, Bills or otherwise, Greg, one of our regulars reaching out on X, this also feels a little bit trollish, but I'll listen to it. Chiefs are a sub-500 team, 6-11 record. Now, Greg, again, just to state the rules here, it's one thing to just put that out there, but why? What is it?
Well, right. We'd rather have you call up and kind of defend your position.
Justify your take. Justify your prediction. Because we're going to make a lot of predictions, but we're not just going to throw them out there without any sort of context. You have to know why you think the Chiefs are going to finish at a sub-500 record with 6-11. Like yesterday when Brett called us and said the Bills won't win five games, he kind of left us hanging. He didn't really give us a reason why. Oh, just think it's going to be a rough one for the boys. Well, that's not good enough. We need to know why. What exactly leads you to believe, Greg, that the Chiefs will finish with a 6-11 record?
I'm guessing Greg might be tomorrow at Taproom Bill Gray's Webster.
We're live tomorrow from 3 to 6, yes.
So we'll be taking more of these tomorrow. But again, best way, easiest way, 866-4FAN, 866-4326, as we welcome in Tyler from Honeyway. He's got a bold prediction. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, I got my prediction. It's Darnold does it again. Darnold takes Seattle to the playoffs, and Minnesota, who doesn't make the playoffs, wishes they still had him.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Now, who's your team, Tyler?
Oh, I'm a Bills fan, true.
Oh, okay. It's interesting. Like that, nobody is discussing maybe that was actually for real. Like Seattle actually might have gotten a bargain here.
Yeah, perhaps. You know, I don't think the new guy, the Michigan guy from
McCarthy.
Is very good, whatever his name is.
Yeah, JJ. Yeah. Tyler, thanks for the bold prediction. Yeah. Appreciate that. The second person today that's told us that Seattle might not be a fluke, that Seattle might be real with Sam Darnold as their quarterback. I think that's bold enough.
And what I'm doing here, and for everybody watching on YouTube and Twitch, I'm doing the very basic thing. I'm writing them down. Writing down your prediction. So, Tyler, you're going to be listening back here when the snow is flying, and we'll see how close you're up. Darnold, Seattle playoffs, McCarthy, Minnesota.
No good. I mean, saying that Minnesota is not going to have 14 wins this season doesn't feel very bold. I mean, there's going to be regression.
The Vikings missing the playoffs, that will imagine how every Viking fan would feel like, oh my gosh, we made the wrong choice here.
I don't have the Vikings making the playoffs for what it's worth. We'll get to our playoff predictions. We'll share more of our bold predictions. I've shared two of mine. I think you've shared one of yours. We've got to get to more of yours.
Okay, so the next one I've got coming up.
Give me a little tease so we can take a break and come back.
Yeah, this is one where who's going to be the surprise team in the NFC?
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
All right. Gene's got his bold prediction lined up. I've got plenty more to give. And your bold predictions are on deck as well at 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.